Good morning, sir. May I ask, what is your name, sir?
My name is Edgar Gonzalez.
Okay. Well, Mr. Gonzalez and the Honorable Ms. Windhouse, we're going to conduct your hearing, and she needs to get all the paperwork together, but the person who will be conducting your hearing is the Honorable Ms. Gail Windhouse. Just hold on, sir, and she'll be with you shortly.
Good morning, Mr. Gonzalez.
Good morning.
Could you please restate your full name and your ADC number for the record?
Okay, Edward Manuel Gonzalez, 043138.
Okay, thank you, sir. You're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a general parole, home arrest, or absolute discharge hearing today. And you became eligible for these on November 12, 2006. I'd like to introduce you to the board. If you look to your right, so the opposite end for me is the Honorable Louis Quinones at the very end. Next to him is the Honorable David Neal. Right next to me here in the middle is our board chairman, the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright, and my name's Gail Rittenhouse. I'll conduct your hearing. So I'd like to start with just a brief review, kind of a summary. And I'll ask you periodically to correct me if I have information wrong in this summary. You're 67 years old now, sir?
Yes, ma'am.
67, okay. All right. And you're serving 25 years to life for the crime of murder in the first degree. And this occurred on March 15th, 1981. About how old were you, sir, when that happened?
Oh,
was
it about
27,
28?
You were about 27, 28. Let's see, you're going to 51.
Yes.
Okay. And you were convicted by plea agreement on May 18th of 81, and you were sentenced, it looks like, on June 17th of 81?
Yes.
And did you ever appeal your conviction, sir?
No, ma'am.
You did not appeal? Okay.
No.
All right, and you have a pretty short criminal history. It looks like you had, in 1973, at least a charge, if not a conviction, for a marijuana possession and a robbery. Was there a robbery, too? That may have just been an arrest, or I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay, so you put that one, we'll put a question mark on that one, because I'm not sure.
Possession.
Okay, the possession, okay.
Yes.
All right. And in all the time you've been in prison, how long have you been in prison, Mr. Gonzalez?
37, 38 years.
Yeah. And in all that time, you have only 10 majors, which is pretty, you know, from what we hear, is, you know, pretty decent. Your last discipline, it looks like, was way back in 2004 in August. There was a disobeying an order. I think that was a minor. And then right before that in July, there was a major for theft. Do you remember what that was about?
No, I don't.
It was a major. And yeah, I'm not even sure. Sometimes we don't even get the paperwork when it's back that far. Yeah, I don't think we got it. So that'll remain a mystery. You've been before the board several times, many times.
Yes.
I think about 30 maybe, around in there. And you were, it looks like you were granted home arrest in June of 2013, and that was revoked in December. Do you remember what happened? Why did you get revoked?
I believe it was for refusing to give away the code anticipated direct order.
Okay. Let me check. I was thinking it was something about your ankle monitor. Okay.
Yeah, I was
kind of like
that.
Okay, so it was maybe more than one problem.
Yes.
Okay. And did you get outside of your exclusion zone?
No, I left an ankle monitor, batteries die on me.
You let the batteries die? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, yeah, that seems like what it says here. OK, Okay, and Mr. Gonzalez, you've taken some programming. It looks like you took some substance abuse education, some diabetes education, cultural diversity, functional literacy. Did you ever get your GED?
No, ma'am.
Okay, all right. And you, what would be your plan, sir, if you got released? Where would you plan to live?
I tried to move back to Buckeye, Arizona.
Okay, and who's there? Who's in Buckeye?
A sister, my only sister.
Okay, and do we have a letter from your sister, or?
No, we don't.
Okay. Does she, she's not here today, and she's not on the phone.
No.
Is there a particular reason?
Well, she's been having health problems right now.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, she could always write a letter, and we would, you know, we would like to see that as the board. We'd like to know that you're welcome to go there and live with her, and she could write a letter to the board any time and put that in the file, and that way, you know, you don't have to worry about coordinating it with the hearing board or anything. You can send it any time, and they'll put it in the file. Just make sure it has your name and your ABC number on it.
Yes.
And that way we have some letter from her that says that you're welcome to come and live there. So do you have children, Mr. Gonzalez?
I have one son.
And where is he?
He lives in the town of Buckeye.
Oh, he's in Buckeye too. Okay.
Yes.
Does he come and visit you?
No, he doesn't.
He doesn't? Do you stay in touch with him?
He only visited me once when I was in the halfway house.
Okay.
And then he the street.
Okay. Do you write to him or do you call him? Do you talk?
No, I don't write him or call him.
Okay. But your sister, you do?
Yes, we write about every 2 weeks to a month.
Okay, you get a letter from her and you kind of keep up with her. Okay.
Yes.
All right. Well, why don't you tell us what happened, Mr. Gonzalez? What happened the day that the crime occurred? What happened?
Well, let's see. It's been so long, I don't hardly remember most of it. I remember going to his house and dying.
Was he a friend? Was he somebody you knew?
It was somebody I worked with.
Yes, okay, co-worker.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And what happened?
I asked him for some tools to work on a car. But instead, I started beating him with a injection.
So why did you lose it? What made you lose it?
I don't know. I was drinking a bit today, earlier, but I don't know, that it might have been it.
Did he say something to you that made you angry?
No, he didn't.
Were you using any drugs?
Back then I was using drugs. I was alcoholic and using PCP.
And so you had used PCP that day?
Well, he is.
Okay.
I've seen your sister for about 24 hours.
Okay. And I know I've know from experience or reading about it that PCP can cause you to do some wild things that you don't know. So after you hit this man, you hit him with, you said, with the tool handle?
Yeah, with the jack handle.
Okay. So then what happened after that?
After I saw he wasn't moving to work, he went through his pockets. And then it was on like a Friday or something like that.
Okay.
And he had money. I knew he had money or something like that.
Okay.
So I took the money. And left.
And where'd you go?
I went to Los Angeles, California.
Okay. Why did you go there?
Because I didn't
want
to face the culture. I had family there.
Oh, you had family there. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. And then, and that's where the The police caught up with you there in Los Angeles?
Yes.
Okay. So what would make you take his money? What were you thinking about? Did you not have money, or?
Yeah, I had money, because I didn't have a job off and on. And I just decided to take it.
Okay, so, because you didn't have other criminal history. I mean, I didn't think at the time that you would have been thinking like a criminal. That just puzzles me why you would have taken that money and run, and why you hit him on the head to begin with.
Yes.
Okay, so I'm going to see if my fellow board members have any questions for you.
Okay.
Does anyone have a question for Mr. Gonzalez?
Yes, I have something.
Okay, Dr. Webb has a question for you, Mr. Gonzalez.
Sir, it just seems... There's nothing logical to me, and I guess most of these are not logical, but you are in your mid-20s, and something had to happen. Did you have a mental health problem? Something had to happen to tick you off for you to attack the victim. So what was going on? Something must have happened that day. Between you and the victim, you know, I know you wanted the money, but aside from that, for you to commit crime the way you did, what was really going on in your life or in your mind at that time, sir?
Well, I don't really remember. It was just something that went into my head. I'm blaming the drugs I used to do.
And after all these years, you haven't thought of why you reacted that way. We have all these years passed since then, and it still has not come back to your mind what really, why you did it, sir?
Well, I think it was the drugs that did it, and the alcohol.
When was the last time you used any drugs or alcohol, sir?
It's been 3 years since. I don't even use them in prison or nothing. I never use them here.
So what do you do in prison, sir? You have a job?
Yes, I have a job. It's called litter control. I go and pick up trash off the ground.
Okay. And just one other question, I think. Now, why did you violate when you were out? You had your freedom? Out of the system. So why would you do something to end up back incarcerated, sir?
Well, the reason that the ankle monitor died and I wasn't checking it, it was my fault because I worked there at the halfway house where I was at, and I forget to check it every once in a while. And then the battery died, and that's what it brought me back.
So you didn't feel no sound or pain or nothing?
No, it didn't make no sound or no vibration or nothing on my ankle, so I didn't feel nothing.
So it just...
They just told me to check it every once in a while.
Okay. And at that time, unless I'm misreading this, you were what? You were on home arrest at that time, sir?
Yes, sir.
Okay, sir. Well, thank you so very much, and thanks for being so receptive, sir.
All right.
And Mr. Gonzalez, something Dr. Wright said made me have a question. And he asked you about whether you had used drugs, and you said it's been a long time and that you didn't use them in prison. But there's a record here in your Ames report that says in 1999 that you tested positive for meth and marijuana.
I've never done
this. Huh. Interesting, because this is showing that you tested positive for marijuana and meth.
I've never done this in all my life.
Okay, but did you do marijuana back then at prison?
Oh, yes. Yes,
okay.
I did.
Okay, so you're saying no meth.
Just at once. Yeah,
just that one time. Okay. All right, sir. Any other questions from board members? Okay, Mr. Gonzalez, we're coming up on the end of your hearing, but I want to give you the opportunity, if you'd like to make a final statement. Is there anything else, sir, that you'd like the board to consider today?
I'd like to have my freedom back again. And even though I ain't got no place to go to right now, I'd like to get out and have freedom again.
Okay, so understood. Mr. Gonzalez, you've been here many times, so you know the board goes into discussion. And we do our discussion in public, so we just ask you to stay on the phone, just remain silent, and we'll be right back with you in just a moment. Okay, sir? Thank you.
Yes.
The board is now in discussion. And Mr. Gonzalez is he is a very pleasant man. He's been very pleasant with us today. He has trouble remembering what happened that day, although he claims that it was the drugs and the alcohol that makes him have trouble, in addition to it being so long ago. And he has been in prison for a very long time. A limited criminal history, but did not do well when he was on home arrest because he was back in prison within 6 months. He really has no place to go. He has the sister in Buckeye, but we have no letter from her. We don't have her on the telephone. We don't have her here. He doesn't seem to have any contact with his son either. So I'm thinking at this point, since he has no real place to go, I think he's been to church on the street in the past, but we don't have any evidence of that either. So I'm thinking the best thing would be for Mr. Gonzalez to stay where he is and take this next 6 months and develop a plan so that he's got a place to go, and then come back before the board and see if that board would consider him worthy of release. But those are just my thoughts. I would listen to any comments of fellow board members. Okay. I'm going to make a motion then, and that's based on our discussion with Mr. Gonzalez and information that we gathered through all of these materials. I'm going to make a motion that we deny general parole, absolute discharge, and home arrest. And because of the date of the crime, which was in 1981, we have no mechanism for a set-off, but that would be my motion.
Second?
Agreed.
Okay, motion by myself, second to Mr. Newell, agreed, Dr. White and Mr. Quinones. And release type denied is 412A, 411 home arrest. Reasons for denial: a serious and violent offense, loss of human life, trauma to the victim, serious bodily injury. Board no release plan and no family, no evident family or community support. I'm going to also check lack of programming because the last programming I saw was from 2009. So, do board members have any additional reasons to add? Okay, thank you. Mr. Gonzalez, the board has voted unanimously to deny your parole at this time, sir. But what would help you very much in these hearings is if you had a plan, a place to go, like, you know, even a letter from your sister that says, I'm Edwin Gonzalez's sister and I would welcome him in my home, you know, something like that, or a letter from church on the street that says you're welcome to come there. And then you'd also need to know that the Department of Corrections would require you to have 2 months of living expenses saved up, so that once you get out, you've got enough for 2 months to pay your rent and your food and such. So those would be the kind of things that the board, you know, likes to see. Because we don't want to just release you and have you not do well. We want you to have a solid place to go, you know, somewhere to live, possibly a job. So think about those things, sir. Did you hear the reasons for denial?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, sir. So, and I also just wanted to say for the record, if I failed to say previously, we do have a letter from the Maricopa County Attorney dated March 7th of this year. And that letter, the Maricopa County Attorney objects to any parole for you, sir. Do you have any questions, Mr. Gonzalez?
No, areas.
Okay, so, well, we look forward to seeing you in about 6 months when the Department of Corrections certifies you. We thank you for being so polite. You're always so polite in these hearings, and we really appreciate that. So, sir, you have a good day. We appreciate you. You lay the phone down and let the CO3 know that you're finished and bring the next inmate in. Thank you, Mr. Gonzalez.
Thank you.